As I've told you in the past, I reckon there's a bias towards negative reporting of economic matters. So when you read something that on the face of it is a good story, it tends to stand out, which is presumably why it's on the front page of The Australian. Wages have far outstripped increased living costs over the past decade, rising 31% against a 22% lift in inflation, delivering real gains in living standards. Professor Mark Wooden, Director of the Hilda Survey and Labour Market Economist from the Melbourne Institute. Professor, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross.
So that's a good news story.
It is, though it needs to be tempered by the fact that the last 2 years haven't been quite as good as the decade.
Okay, so what about people who are listening to this go saying to themselves, well, I haven't got a pay increase of 31% over the last 10 years?
Well, there's obviously variation. Most, on average, that's what the data's telling us, and that doesn't include things like getting promoted. So another way to get a wage increase is through a promotion. These wage data take that out. So on average, that seems to be the increase, and, but there is variation, and some people no doubt haven't been getting that.
It seems, from my point of view anyway, anecdotally, that cost of food, etc., hasn't really gone up much in the last 10 years, but the cost of power has outstripped everything. Would that be fair?
That's absolutely correct. Electricity is a bill that apparently we're noticing a lot, and it's been rising greatly. But what we don't seem to notice is that when we go to the groceries, in fact, the cost of many foods, fresh fruit and vegetables, has been falling in the poor old farmers. They're making less money. Those things are going down. Clothing is going down. So there's lots of things that are going down, but we don't notice those. We notice when things go up.
We refer from time to time, Professor, to the immutable laws of supply and demand. If wages go up by more than inflation, presumably that leads to an increase in demand.
Yes, but you've also got to remember, though, that even though the wages have been growing faster than prices, they haven't really been keeping up with productivity. So we're also getting more productive, more output. But, you know, the economy is relatively strong, and output has been growing, so that's reflecting demand. But we're used to doing better, I think, is probably the issue.
If you were going to the annual Christmas cocktail function of the economists who say the economy is going well, I would suspect you might be lonely.
I don't know. If you look at the unemployment rate, you know, what is it, 5.4%? That's pretty good by historical standards. And the last set of output figures were pretty good.
And home loan interest rates, but you're talking to someone who purchased their first home with a loan from the bank at 17%.
Yeah, well, that's right. We don't have any interest rates like that now. And I was one of those too. So interest rates are lower, but they are starting to edge up again. But again, the problem is we always want more. I mean, we've got these huge houses. You know, it seems to be the desire. You know, everyone's got to have their own bedroom. Many of us grew up, three kids into one bedroom.
How do we compare to the rest of the world, Prof?
Rest of the world. I mean, our wage growth is, as I said, just tracking along with prices, keeping steady. I think that is a common story throughout the Western world, at least the industrial nations. Wages in some sense are dictated a lot by the Fair Work Commission. The Fair Work Commission, in fact, has been giving out quite large wage increases in last decision, 3.5%. So in theory, as long as your employer is doing the right thing, people at the bottom have been doing really well. It's people at the top who haven't been doing so well.
Professor, nice to talk with you. Professor Mark Wooden, Director of the Hilda Survey, Labour Market Economist from Melbourne Institute, who says the economy is going along quite nicely, thank you.
Yes.
Which is something you don't hear very often.
It's good to hear, isn't it?
It's almost time to play Basil Fawlty saying, satisfied customer must have him stuffed. but there is a bias to reporting the economy negatively, which is why when you hear something like that, it stands out.
Yeah. What's the purpose behind saying everything's shouse?
Oh, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's the human condition. The sky's falling in.